Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin.
God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you,
against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join with me to the prayer of the day. Almighty and ever-living God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray. And you gladly give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us those things that weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First reading is a reading from Genesis. The Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. When Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I'll forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again, he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more." Then he said, "Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord. Psalm 138. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise.
I will bow down before your holy temple and praise your name, because of your steadfast love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things.
When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me.
All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth.
They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly, perceiving the high from afar.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me.
You will make good your purpose for me. Lord, receive the love of your spirit. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
The second reading is a reading from Colossians. As you, therefore, have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives within him, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come in fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through the faith and the power of God, who also raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave all our trespasses. Erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands, he set aside, nailing it on the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, do not let anyone condemn you in matters of food and drink, or observing festivals, new moons, or Sabbaths. These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions puffed up without cause of a human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head from whom the whole body nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews grows within a growth that is from God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
He was praying in a certain place. And after he had prayed, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine's arrived, and I have nothing set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door's already been locked, and my children are in my bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he'll get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good foods to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want you to think about this. We were going to explore it more in the children's sermon, but there's not really enough kids for that. How do you pray? How do you pray? And I'm not going to make you answer it out loud. I want you to think about this inside of yourself. Just how do you pray? What do you pray for? What's that been like? Maybe some of you can relate to some of these things that I'll list. Some of you pray standing with your eyes closed and hands folded. Some pray with on your their knees at their bedside. Some pray with hands open wide. Some pray without saying any words out loud. Some pray nonstop. Some pray out loud. Some don't pray more than once a week. Some pray at bedtime. Some pray in the morning. Some pray at mealtimes. Some pray when requests are brought to them right in that moment. There's so many ways to pray. Is there a right way to do it? Is there not? And what about that deafening silence that seems to come when you're praying sometimes? That annoying silence. There's a photo I want you to look at as we think about this prayer thing, and it'll be pulled up in just a second here. And when you look at it, just what do you notice, for those of you that can see it? It's garbled. It's all over the place. There's got to be something in there. We know how to start the prayer. We know how to say, "Dear God." We know how to end it, "Amen." But sometimes we lose focus of what's in the middle. We don't quite know what the words are. We don't quite know what to say. Sometimes we just can't focus. We can't focus or feel like we don't know what to pray for today. We don't know how to pray, and it ends up looking like this. Sometimes in worship it can feel like, yes, we pray every week, but some of those words don't make any sense to me. Or that's not what I'm going to need to pray for today. Why are we praying for that? It can make us feel lost. But between that mess, sometimes of our prayers, of our wonderings, sometimes the lack of focus, sometimes not being confident, sometimes feeling like we're lost, sometimes feeling like we don't do it right, we become burdened, and as a result, maybe we don't pray as often as we should or think we need to, because we just don't know what to say. That's where these words come in that I think sometimes we ourselves speak very loudly to Jesus. Teach us how to pray. How are we supposed to do it? Is there one way to do it? What are the words I'm supposed to use? I'm not confident enough to stand up in front of people and pray because my words aren't good enough. Lord, teach us how to pray. Something that I personally say every week before we get to the Lord's Prayer, that remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. And Jesus responds with that prayer that we know in our hearts fairly well, maybe very well. Might even be the last thing we remember on earth, who knows? But the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he teaches us again today. We know it. We say it weekly. It's a wonderful prayer when we just feel like we're in that garbled mess and don't know what to say, don't know what covers it, what to cover. Because that Lord's Prayer covers a lot in a short amount of time. It covers our humanity. It covers all that we need. So let's break it down just for a moment here, these three parts, specifically the two that are brought up in the gospel reading for today. The first part of the Lord's Prayer we know very well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We begin that prayer glorifying God. It's a great way to start, to give God the glory, the one who earns it and deserves it more than anybody else. Instead of just jumping into the asking, saying, "You are the one in control. You are the one who is in charge. You are the one who is indeed holy above all else." We pray for your will to be done. That's how we start it. We start it by welcoming God into that prayer. We start by saying, "God, I'm talking to you. not talking to anybody else. And we get to the nuts and bolts of the prayer, the one that covers everything we could ever need to pray for. And it doesn't say please. We don't say please, God. Please do this. Instead, we ask for what it is we know that we truly need. Give us. Us. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we truly need, because we are dependent upon you. We're dependent upon you and everything that comes our way. We can't do it on our own. We depend and hold on to you above anything and all things. You and you alone. So Lord, please give us this. Give it to us. This day our daily bread, the thing we need to survive, the thing that helps us move forward. And that daily bread then covers a multitude of things. All those things that help us in our lives. All the things that feed us in our life. And we continue after that and say, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those indebted to us, as it said in today's reading. I changed those words up just to match what Jesus was saying in Luke. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those indebted to us. We might say trespasses, we might say debts, we might say sins. But what it does say is we're guilty. We know we're guilty and we owe you so much. We could never repay any of that. So please forgive us those things of which we're guilty of. Forgive us. We don't always get to come and hear the confession and forgiveness, but when we pray that Lord's Prayer outside of this place, we hear those words, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, all those things that we've done. And in Luke, he compares it to being how we forgive those indebted to us. We can think of so many times in which somebody's been in debt to us, maybe financially. Maybe it's because we've done something for them and looking for something in return. Who knows what it is? Maybe we're holding on to something. But like, we're capable of forgiving those debts. But God does it so much better than we ever can. Forgive us our sins. And lead us not into temptation. And don't leave us into the time of trial. Do not lead us, and deliver us from evil, from the evil one. There's many ways to say that end of the prayer. But lead us not into the temptation or the time of trial. In other words, we're lost. We're lost and we don't always know where we're going. So come and take us. Take us and lead us to where you're calling us to go. Lead us to what you think we need to be doing. Lead us not into the things that distract us from you. All those temptations, all those times of trial. Deliver us from that evil. Take us, Lord, by the hand, for we are lost. Jesus teaches us to glorify God in this prayer. And Jesus teaches us to ask for those things that we need, things we're dependent on, things we know we're guilty of and need forgiveness from, and for being lost. That third part that we always close the prayer with isn't in the scriptures, but it is a good reminder for us as we pray that Lord's Prayer, that it's not about us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's yours, God. It's yours. All these things we ask, we know, is only capable through you. So take us, because it is yours, forever and ever. And as Luther says, amen, let it be done. It is so. It is most certainly true. Do this. So take a look at this second photo of this same thing. We don't always have the words and it can be garbled, but Jesus gives us those words. And this is a really simplified way of thinking about some of those words. Dear God, you are great. Help me. I love you. Thanks. Amen. Hear those words? Jesus gives us those words that we learn from a young age, those words that stick in our heart, those words that even when we're not always in the right mind, they seem to be there. We know what they're saying. Those words that speak so much. And yet there's so few. And that's what we've been given this day. A prayer in which we can pray at any time of day, not necessarily just in worship. Perhaps you pray it at night. Perhaps you do it in the morning. Perhaps you do it when you really don't know what to say. But be persistent. You can keep praying this prayer when you don't know what to say. Keep knocking. Keep pounding on that door. Keep talking to God as Abraham was doing and bringing it down. Say, Lord, what if? What if? Keep knocking. Jesus is listening. Even when sometimes we finish up those prayers and all we hear is silence, He's listening. God's listening. Because God is great. God is there to help us in so many different ways, giving us what we need. God loves us if we love God. And that's something we can thank Him for every day. So when you feel lost, when you don't know what to pray, when we ask that question, teach us to pray, Jesus has that answer for us right there in those few words that speak so deep and cover so many things. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please join with me as we confess our belief in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With our prayer of intercession, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, your response will be, hear our prayer. Treasuring your promise to hear us when we call, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of your creation. Merciful God, you know your church. Guard and keep the whole body of Christ. Increase in us strength, love, and peace, so that we are a blessing to the world. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Creator, you know the work of your hands. Guard and keep your creation. Bless the work of those who tend the earth's resources and who seek to provide abundantly for all. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful King, you know the nations, and you are the head of every ruler and authority. Guard and keep the world in justice and mercy, and let the words of your mouth bring peace on earth. Your kingdom come, Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you know our needs. Guard and keep those who are hungry, those who are victims of violence or oppression, those who are weary from illness, especially those listed in our bulletin. Heather, Sonia, Melissa, Dwayne, Karen, Betty, family of Ione, Anita, Clara, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in the Maguenas, and missionary Karen. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you know our congregation. Guard and keep those who enrich us with the gift of music in this place. proclaiming the gospel in song. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you know our saints. Guard and keep those faithfully departed. Inspire our confidence in you until that day when we are all raised in the power and the glory of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and more we ask in the name of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing. Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, and abound in thanksgiving. And the blessing of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is sending you.
Thanks be to God.